Now let us explain how the process of exploitation and colonization works. If I am black and I am exploiting you who are also black, we have the same values, the same culture, the same language, the same society, the same institutions. So I do not have to destroy those institutions for you. But if you are of another race, if you have a different culture, different language, different values, I have to destroy all of those to make you bow to me. And that is the difference between poor blacks and poor whites. Poor whites have their culture, have their values, have their institutions. Ours have been completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. So when you talk about alliances, you recognize you form alliances with people who are trying to rebuild their culture, trying to rebuild their history, trying to rebuild their dignity, people who are fighting for their humanity. Poor white people are not fighting for their humanity, they're fighting for more money. There are a lot of poor white people in this country. You ain't seen none of them rebel yet, have you? Why is it that black people are rebelling? Do you think it's because it's just poor jobs? Don't believe that junk that hunky is running down. It's not poor jobs. It's a question of a people finding their culture, their nature, and fighting for their humanity. For their humanity. For their humanity. For their humanity. It is a question of how we regain our humanity and begin to live as a people. And we do not do that because of the effects of racism in this country. We must therefore consciously strive for an ideology which deals with racism first. And if we do that, we recognize the necessity of hooking up with the 900 million black people in the world today. That's what we recognize. And if we recognize that, then it means that our political situation must become international. It cannot be national. It cannot be national. It must be international. Must be international. It must be international because if we knew anything, we would recognize that the hunkies just don't exploit us. They exploit the whole third world, Asia, Africa, Latin America. They take advantage of Europe, but they don't colonize Europe. They colonize Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Understand that? If we begin to understand that, then the problems that America is heading for becomes uppermost in our mind. And the first one they're heading for is the conflict in the Middle East. We must be clear on whose side we stand. We can be for no one but the Arabs. There can be no doubt in our mind. No doubt in our mind. No doubt in our mind. We can be for no one but the Arabs because Israel belonged to the Arabs in 1917. The British gave it to a group of Zionists who went to Israel, ran the Palestinian Arabs out with terrorist groups and organized the state and did not get anywhere until Hitler came along and they swelled the state in 1948. That country belongs to the Palestinians. Not only that, they are moving to take over Egypt. Egypt is our motherland. It's in Africa. We do not understand the concept of love. Here are a group of Zionists who come anywhere they want to and organize love and feeling for a place called Israel, which was created in 1948, where their youth are willing to go and fight for Israel. Egypt belonged to us 4,000 years ago, and we sit here supporting the Zionists. We got to be for the Arabs, period. Period. Now then, we have to understand more and more as our people this talk about survival. It means that when we talk about survival, we organize politically, we organize consciously. That's what they call education. We call it black consciousness because that speaks to us. Education speaks to them. We organize economically, and we organize militarily. Militarily. Because if we don't do that, if you don't have a gun in your hand, they can snatch the ballot from you. But if you got a gun, it's either them or us. Wipe out of your mind the questions of minority. Wipe out of your mind the questions of technology. Technology never decides a war. It is the will of a people that decides a war. It is the will of a people. The will of a people. Wipe out of your mind the facts that we do not have guns. The Vietnamese didn't have it when they started. Now they got American guns, American tanks, Americans, everything. 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 If they come to get us, they got to bring some to get some. We're going to take it and the gun, and the gun, and the gun, and the gun. And unless we raise our minds to the level of consciousness where we have an undying love for our people, where we're willing to shed our blood like Huey Newton did for our people, we will not survive. We will not survive. It's not a question of right or left, it's a question of black. You dig where we coming from? We coming from a black thing. From a black thing. That's where we're coming from. Because we can begin to pick up the threads of resistance that our ancestors laid down for us. And unless we begin to understand our people as a people, we will not do that. Because they will split us and divide us. That means consciously we have to begin to organize our people. 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 Nothing else. Organize our people. Our people. We have no time for them. All our sweat, all our blood, even our life must go to our people. We have to understand this consciously. Our youth must be organized with a revolutionary perspective. A revolutionary perspective says that we're fighting a war of liberation. In order to fight a war of liberation, you need an ideology of nationalism. We do not have this country. The nationalism can be nothing but black nationalism. It is insane to think of anything else. Black nationalism has to begin to be our ideology. Why blackness is necessary, it is not sufficient, so we must move on. We move on then to consciously organize in our communities. And we recognize today why we're organizing. We do not have the money to feed our people, so there's no use to say, organize, we can get you a job. We can't get them. They control them. That is a fact. That isn't a reason for you to sit down. It is only more of a reason for you to fight, to think that you can't give your people a job. That's more of an inspiration to fight so you can give them a job, rather than to sit down and say, the hunkies got us on every end. They are not God. We are a beautiful race of people. We can do anything we want to do. All we got to do is get up, get up, get up, get up and do it. 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 Now then, we have to discuss very cold the question of rebellions. It is a fact that they're prepared to meet rebellions anywhere in the cities. Now, what's going to happen if one of our brothers get off? What happens if they go ahead and off Huey Newton? We must develop tactics where we do the maximum damage to them with the maximum damage to them with minor damage to us. And when we move into that arena, that means that this black community must be organized. So if Huey Newton goes and 10 hunky cop goes, won't a black man in this community get up and open his mouth? Because if he does, he goes too. He goes too. He goes too. He goes too. That means that in organizing for the maximum damage against them and the minor damage against us, we must be consciously aware of the fact that there will be people in our communities who are going around doing just that. In our community, we see nothing, we hear nothing, we know nothing. We see nothing, we hear nothing, we know nothing. Now, the question of agents is becoming a question where it's making us paranoid. We cannot become paranoid, because what they can do is make you so afraid you won't move. So we're not going to do that. We are going to plan what we're going to do. Little groups are going to plan theirs. Big groups are going to plan theirs. If an agent is found, there is no question. He is going to be offed in such a manner that any other black man who dares talk to the hunky will have three thoughts before he even talks to a white man about reporting in our community. Our people have demonstrated a willingness to fight. Our people have demonstrated the courage of our ancestors to face tanks, guns, police dogs with bricks and bottles. That is a courageous act. We must understand that. And since our people have demonstrated a willingness to fight, the question is, how can we organize that fight so we become the winners? So we become the winners. If a major rebellion were to break out, our people may or may not become the losers. But if a small group was doing maximum damage, we remain on top. We remain on top. That is what we must understand. Consciously understand it. It is not a question of what they might do. It is a question of how and when they're going to do it. That is all that's in their minds. That is all. For us, the question is not going to Vietnam anymore. The question is, how can we protect brothers who do not go to Vietnam from going to jail? That's the only question we have to face in our community today. So that when one brother says, hell no, enough people in that community around him that if they dare come in, they're going to face maximum damage in their community. Maximum damage. We are talking about survival. We are talking about a people whose entire culture, whose entire history, whose entire way of life have been destroyed. We're talking about a people who have produced in this year a warrior, a generation of warriors who are going to restore to our people the humanity and the love that we have for each other. That's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about today. We are talking about becoming the executioners of our executioners. For example, you should give a lot of money to that defense fund, because while some of that money gonna go for their courts thing, the rest of the money is gonna go for the executioners, so that if they execute Huey, the final execution rests in our hands. Our hands. In our hands. It is simply a question of a people. They control everything. They make us fight. They make us steal. They judge us. They put us in prison. They parole us. They send us out. They pick us up again. Where in God's name do we exercise any sense of dignity in this country? Where? 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 What in God's name do we control except the church, whose ideology is based to be compatible with this system which is against us? Where in God's name do we exercise any control as a people whose ancestors were the proudest people that walked the face of this earth? Where? Where? Where, do I ask you? Where? Everywhere he's gone, he controls our people. In South Africa, he steals the gold from our people. In the West Indies, he steals the materials from our people. In South America, where he scattered our people, he's raping us blind. In America, he rapes us. In Nova Scotia, he rapes us. Where in God's name are we going to find a piece of earth that belongs to us so we can restore our humanity? Where are we going to find it unless this generation begins to organize to fight for it? To fight for it. To fight for it. Where? And if this generation begins to fight, there can be no disruptive elements in our community. There can be none. We will tolerate none. We will tolerate none. There will be no disruptions. Anyone who fights for their people, we put our life on the lines for them. That's all. Huey Newton fought for our people. Whether or not Huey Newton becomes freed depends upon black people. Nobody else. Nobody else. Other people may help. But the final decision of Brother Huey depends upon us. He didn't lay down his life for other people. He laid it down for us. For us. if he did that, we must be willing to do the same, not only for him, but for the generation that's going to follow us. Us. Consciously, we must understand we're about organizing every element of our community. That work must begin. That means that people must be willing to give money to an organizer who is willing to spend 24 hours a day organizing. He cannot organize from the poverty program because they tell him what to do. But if black people were giving him the money, he can do anything for the benefit of black people. Of black people. That means that people have to consciously give money for their people. Must. We have to run all of the exploiters out of our communities by any means necessary. By any means necessary. You ask yourself, if you were white, why would you want to be a cop in a black ghetto today when you know they're looking for you? Why, if you weren't sick in the mind and felt you were so superior that you had the right to rule them, why would you want a lousy $5,000 a year job when you're white and you can make it in this society? Why would you want the job as a cop if you weren't sick? Tell me, would you want to be in their community if they were ready to offer you for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year? We have to understand the politics of those hunkies in our community. They are there to patrol and to control. That is all. We are going to do the patrolling. We are going to do the controlling. We are building a concept of peoplehood. We do not care about hunkies. But if in building that concept of peoplehood, the hunkies get in our way, they get to go. There is no question about it. There is no question about it. There's no question about it. We are not concerned with their way of life. We are concerned with our people. We want to give our people the dignity and the humanity that we know as our people. And if they get in our way, they're going to be off. They're going to be off. We're not concerned with their system. Let them have it. We want our way of life. And we're going to get it. We're going to get it, or nobody's going to have any peace on this earth. No peace on this earth. Now then, finally, before I sit down, let me say two things. I want to read a statement that Brother Huey P. Newton wrote yesterday when I saw him in jail. You have to understand the statement. He says, as the racist police escalate the war in our communities against black people, we reserve the right to self-defense and maximum retaliation. Yeah. All of the things we spoke about tonight centered around Brother Huey P. Newton, because all of the things we spoke about tonight exemplifies what he was trying to do. Now we have to understand something. It is no need for us to go to jail today for what we say. They did that to Brother Malcolm X. They just offed him for what he was saying. We have to progress as a race. Brother Huey may or may not have wiped out that hunky, but at least it shows a progression. At least we're not getting off for what we say. We're trying to get off for what we do. Understand this concept. Understand this concept. When they off Brother Malcolm, we did nothing. If they off Brother Huey, we got to retaliate. We got to retaliate. We got to retaliate. We've got to retaliate. Got to retaliate. Do you think that any other race of people will let them off somebody and the rest of them sit down? Where in God's name would you find a race of people like that? We have lost in the last 5 years some of our best leaders, Lumumba, Malcolm X. They off Brother Kwame Nkrumah, and we do nothing. We do nothing. We do nothing. While they offing our leaders, they take our youth and send them to Vietnam, send them to Korea. We are slowly getting wiped out. We must retaliate. We must fight for our humanity. It is our humanity that is at stake. We gonna survive because we have survived what they couldn't survive through. That's a natural born fact. We have survived. We survived through slavery. We survived through that jive reconstruction. We survived through World War I. We survived through the Depression. We survived through World War II. We survived after World War II when they threw us out of the jobs in the North. We survived that in the Korean War. We gonna survive. We gonna survive. Ain't no doubt about that in my mind. No doubt at all. No doubt at all. We will survive. Our problem is to develop an undying love for our people. An undying love for our people. We must be willing to give our talents, our sweat, our blood, even our life for our people. Nothing else. Not this country. Our people. Our people. We must develop the concept that every Negro is a potential black man. You do not alienate your potential allies. Let's bring our people home. Let's bring our people home. We must understand the concept that for us, the question of community is not geography. It is the question of us. Black people, wherever we are. So we have to consciously become a part of the 900 million black people that are separated over this world. We were separated by them. We are blood of the same blood and flesh of the same flesh. We do not know who is our sister, who is our brother, or where we came from. They took us from Africa and they put thousands of miles of water between us, but they forgot blood is thicker than water. We're coming together. We're coming together. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. We are an African people with an African ideology. We are wandering in the United States. We are going to build our concept of peoplehood in this country, or there will be no country. Or there will be no country. As I end, brothers and sisters, Brother Huey P. Newton belongs to us. He is flesh of our flesh. He is blood of our blood. He may be Mrs. Newton's baby. He's our brother. He's our brother. We do not have to talk about what we're going to do if we're consciously preparing and consciously willing to back those who prepare. All we say, Brother Huey will be set free or else.